From the open source, it's Talkin' Game, St. Louis's youth sports show. And now, here's your host, Bonita Cornutes.
Is it football or is it soccer? Some experts in the studio, they're going to tell us. This is Talkin' Game, and I'm your host, Bonita Cornutes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
There's a veterinary hospital in St. Louis's Central West End that really cares about your pets. The Central West End Veterinary Hospital at Lindell and Sarah has been taking care of St. Louis pets for years. In addition to first-class wellness services, CWE Vet offers a variety of specialized surgical services to ensure the best care for your pets. There's CWE Vet Dental Care to help maintain your pet's healthy smile. If your pet has an unusual growth or mass, timely removal and biopsy can be an important step for your pet's health. CWE Vet is committed to their well-being. They'll benefit from expert spay and neuter services, contributing to their health and longevity. Orthopedic Solutions on Site is for pets facing orthopedic challenges. CWE Vet is there to support your pet's mobility and comfort. Schedule a consultation today to explore how they tailor services to meet your pet's unique needs. Contact Central West End Veterinary Hospital, Lindell and Sarah. Visit CWEVet.com. That's CWEVet.com.
The United States is a little late to the party. The rest of the world has ranked soccer as the number one sport for decades. In the studio today is Bob O'Connell, a former collegiate player who is now the varsity soccer coach at St. Louis University High School. This DeSmet alum is a winning coach who also teaches social studies. Coach Bob is not alone today, though. He brought two players. SLU midfielder Christian Throw was the first All-MCC performer in 2021, 2022, and 2023. He's the regional co-defensive player of the year, and he has been recognized as academic All-State. Christian graduates this year and moves on to Mizzou's pre-med program. Christian, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us. And also joining us is Patty Byrne. He is a SLU midfielder. He's a starting freshman and has already been named honorable mention All-MCC. Welcome, Patty. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Coach, you brought the best and the brightest, freshman and senior. You must see something in these guys. What's it been like your season?
Yeah, so deciding who should come is always, is always tricky, right? And Christian had such a great career for us, and I think can speak so highly about his experience in soccer and generally has quite a background and pedigree. And then Patty, as a younger player, I was trying to balance the both. So yeah, I think you're right. We kind of got the best of both worlds. One guy going out and one guy coming in.
How did the season go? Were you happy with the way things went?
Yeah, the season was great. We had we won 20 games again in a really tough conference. We traveled to Cleveland and had a great experience and beat the eventual state champion, St. Ignatius out of Ohio. Had some great results locally. Unfortunately, we lost in the district finals to John Burroughs. But overall, again, I think the season was a success, and I think it's building towards some special years in the future.
Christian, what was it like for you your last year?
It was amazing. I think this was probably the most fun that I've ever had playing soccer.
Why?
I don't know. I just think the team like bonded really well this year. A lot of my close friends play with me this year too. Because we're all seniors, I think we all got to play more than some of us did, like junior, sophomore year.
Okay.
And the trip to Cleveland was amazing, and then obviously we just had a lot of great games throughout the regular season too.
Patty, what was it like for you this your first year?
It was great. You know, everything about it, just meeting new people. The seniors helped me through and leading me through everything. All the games we played when we played teams like CBC and DeSmet, the fan bases that were there. Uh-huh. It was just really cool to experience.
What's it like coaching these guys, Coach, when you know that they're watching soccer? We have a team here in the city that's making great news. What's it like when you've got to bring in high school players?
I'm blessed to have the job that I have. St. Louis U High recruits top kids in all fields, but that's always been especially true in soccer. Alums like Taylor Twellman, Tommy Meyer, Louis Softner, even back in the 70s, and Dan Flynn and players of his caliber. St. Louis U High has always recruited and attracted top soccer players. So as the coach of the program, I'm blessed with really talented kids who love the game and have come to us as good players. And I appreciate these two guys trusting us and wanting to continue to play for St. Louis U High as they continue to develop as players. But it's a blessing.
You also have to worry about them looking beyond high school soccer when you have so many other options. Is that
yes, absolutely. So, you know, when I played, I graduated high school in 98. College was really the destination for most top players. Now with MLS and the success of MLS, the game has changed dramatically since, you know, 98, and kids grow up and wanting to be pro soccer players, which is an awesome goal, and it's something that I think U.S. soccer is improving on. The level is high, the development is great. So where does high school soccer fit in all of that is really up to each personal each player and each family personally. I think high school soccer plays a role in that development. I think these two guys are happy with their decision. You know, soccer at St. Louis U High is part of a bigger platform, right? I think we're trying to create men for others and prepare kids for life and college. And I think we do a great job at that at the soccer program. And I know we do a great job of it as a school in general.
And hopefully they'll find their way, whether it is to go into a professional onto a professional team or focus on pre-med, like I see Christian is thinking about doing. But you're giving them the foundation that they need in
Absolutely.
Order to make those decisions. Talk about your future, Christian. Why medicine?
It's just always interested me. I've always enjoyed science classes, and just the thought of being able to like just help people out with science, I just always thought was really cool.
What area in medicine are you thinking about?
I have no clue, honestly. There's just like so many different fields that I feel like I have a lot of time to decide on that, so I'm just gonna go kind of wherever the flow takes me.
Sure. And of course, you'll take some of the things that you learn when playing under Coach O'Connell?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. O'Connell, what did Coach O'Connell give you in terms of guidance that was most...
I just think just building a good chemistry between everybody. So I feel like in my future, I can work well with a lot of different people, even if I don't know a lot of them. Because when I came into high school soccer, I didn't really know anybody at all because I never played with them. They were older guys than me. Uh-huh. I feel like Coach and all the other players just made me feel welcomed, and I feel like I've kind of taken on that trait of welcoming other people, and I can just definitely see myself having that trait continue out through my future.
How did you welcome Patty?
I think so. I'll be honest, he's a little annoying at first.
Oh, Lord, did he say that?
Yeah.
Patty, what does he mean that you're a little annoying?
You know... well, you see, I'm a little loud sometimes, get a little crazy, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like that.
Yeah, he's definitely, he talks his talk on the field, for sure.
Like what? What does he say?
I talk a big game.
Tell me about it.
So, during our practices, like, we have, like, the two teams... usually the starters and the rest of the players. And so there's usually a good amount of trash talk that's going on. And so one of like the things, like we wear jerseys that's blue and white for training. Yes. And so somebody like does something good on the blue team, they're screaming like, yeah, blue. Or like, it's just really fun environment. Everybody's just trash talking and just having a good time.
that helps you get motivated and get out there and really kick in the adrenaline and make sure that you're ready to play.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Well, tell he said you were annoying.
Just at first. I like him now.
Really? You you didn't at first.
Sometimes got on my nerves, but it's all good.
Listen here, when you get to be a senior, you can look back on some of the freshmen that are coming into the program, and you can talk about them.
I will most definitely.
And you'll continue to be the trash talker, the leader of trash talk.
Oh, 100%.
That's good. That's absolutely good. Coach, how do you keep this camaraderie going? I mean, these seem like good kids.
It is. It's the best part of the job. These kids come from great families, and they have quiet person. All of them have these great personalities, and it is so enjoyable to be around it. They care for each other. They love to compete with one another. It makes my job very easy, and it's... Like I said, it's the best part of it, seeing them with one another and hearing the feedback that they provide at the end of the year. You can tell they really care about one another and root for each other.
Oh, for sure. I can feel that. I wanted to address all MCC performer. What is that?
It's like the Metro Catholic Conference, I'm pretty sure. So
okay.
It has SLU, Chaminade, DeSmet, CBC, and then Viviani, yeah. So it's those schools in that conference, and then basically people like a committee at the end of the year, I'm pretty sure.
So the MCC is, we think it's the best soccer conference in all of the country. It's because the rich history of St. Louis soccer. It's one of the top conferences in the St. Louis area. Those teams are always the top, amongst the top teams in the area. And to be recognized by those coaches is an accomplishment to both of these guys.
That's what I'm thinking. You must have been outstanding out there, just making sure everything was about winning. Obviously,
yeah, I tried my best to.
A lot of people think that it's hard to manage both school and sports. Was that difficult?
Honestly, not for me. I feel like I had a lot of good time management. But I can definitely see for some people it would get a little difficult to manage school and sports, because that's always, I mean, even like before high school for me it was a little bit difficult, but as I've grown I feel like I'm a lot better with time management now, so it's not as difficult.
Patty, how about you? Was it hard?
Yeah, because from my old school where I went to middle school and grade school, the middle school, like, because it was like the time of COVID, like teachers didn't like put that much work on us, and some of us just like messed around, and I was definitely one of them. So the jump was big, but I'm also a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'm like saying I'm gonna do it, but I'm just like can't find myself doing homework sometimes, and I gotta rush and wake up early in the morning.
But you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, because at least that's a start. That's a way to recognize I'm going to change. I'm going to do things differently.
Yeah.
And know that you can overcome that sense of, or that characteristic of procrastination. I have that problem too.
Yeah.
I'm way older than you and I still have that problem.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on it. It's been a New Year's resolution.
And you, children, young people your age were confronted with COVID and the pandemic and had to adjust in ways that many of us have never experienced when it came to school and academics. We just didn't have to deal with it the way you did. And so I truly am impressed with the fact that you were able to get to this point. I mean, what are we looking at? You know, honorable mention, you know, obviously you put some time into it and you found a way to make it work for you, despite all the trash talk. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Stop smoking, lose weight, stop worrying, find peace of mind. Changing behavior is tough. You've tried it many times. Well, there is help. renowned psychiatrist George Hewlett developed a method of self-hypnosis and guided meditation that has helped many people. His method is now available online. Presented by the Worldwide Talent Group, these meditations are available wherever you listen to music, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, it's there. Stop smoking, lose weight, find peace, avoid panic attacks, and more. Simply Google Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. In approximately 15 minutes, you may begin to feel some relief. See the tremendous list of meditations. Search Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. That's Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. And feel better.
This is Talking Game, and I'm your host, Bonita Cornute. What's ahead for next year, Coach?
We're looking forward to just having another opportunity to get together and see where that season goes. What's interesting about high school soccer that's different from the club world is that the team is different every year, right? I think, how many seniors? 13 or 14? Does that sound
15,
right?
Wow.
Okay.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah,
what?
So we have 11 kids returning. The core is good. You never know. There's other kids in the building that show interest in playing soccer who might have made decisions about the academy, that program we talked about before, who they don't play for us, but now maybe they're considering coming back and playing for us. You never know what kind of great freshmen are going to be in the class. So, first of all, it's always exciting just to put these teams together. I think... again, like I said earlier, we'll always have good players. It's always just figure out how it comes together and how they bond and blend. And then at the end of the day, you know, how does the soccer go? You know, does it go your way to get the results you want at the end of the year? But I think we do a lot of stuff right at St. Louis U High in terms of the soccer program. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to trying it again next year. That's one of the best things about coaching is, you know, these guys only get 4 years of it. You know, I'm hopefully blessed to do this for a number of years, and it's fun. You know, each season is its unique story with its unique players and challenges, and, you know, every year makes it, the next year makes it fun.
Do you take any student who wants to play, or is there a process of elimination?
Yeah, there's a process. We probably have for the incoming, we have four teams at St. Louis U High, and it culminates with the varsity team that has typically 25 players. 11 players play on a field at a time, so 25 players, including goalies, is about what I keep, and is a good size for a team. Underneath that, I have three lower level teams that have about 20 kids. So SLU High is unique in the sense that we have 80 something kids in a 80 to 100 in the program at one time. I coached at some smaller schools before getting the head job at St. Louis U High, and one school I had, you know, everybody had to play just because of the numbers, and that's true in a number of schools. So SLU is blessed with a lot of kids who like soccer, want to play soccer, and it makes it a very competitive environment.
That's what I was wondering. What if you have no kids, students who really aren't quite able, or aren't as skilled, I should put it that way, but that's all you have to work with?
Yeah. For the freshman team, I think typically about 50 to 60 kids come out, and then we do make cuts at that level, and we keep a team about 20-something, and then as the program, you know, gets... as it moves to the varsity, kids sometimes naturally just quit and self-select, and then other kids sadly are cut as it goes. But there's a process. We know kids are evaluated often. It's a competitive school in general, but in soccer is no different.
Excellent. Well, you've given me a good understanding of the program at St. Louis University High School, and certainly you brought two very talented young people with you to talk about the program, and we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. We've learned a lot about soccer and learned a lot about the program. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you
for having us. Cheers.
Absolutely. This has been Talking Game, and I am your host, Bonita Cornute. To find more episodes like this one, go to TalkingGameSTL.com.